Interpol is the world's largest police organization. Its job is to provide innovative police tools to police forces on each of its 190 member countries. We make sure police officers in the field have the tools they need to investigate and arrest criminals. One of the crimes areas where we do this is trafficking, and this is goods and counterfeiting. A dedicated unit at the Interpol headquarters provides training and operational support to the police forces around the world. I work in these units where my job is to help all countries, particularly in South America, fight this increasingly serious form of crime. Trafficking in illicit goods and counterfeiting is not a crime committed in isolation. This is a clear evidence of the involvement of organized crime networks. Yet, trafficking illicit goods and counterfeiting is given now low visibility in many countries because of the fact that too many people presume that it's not linked to organized crime, and that its consequences are not serious. But this is a very wrong assumption. Buying counterfeiting goods is not a harmless crime without consequence. Trafficking illicit goods affects our health, our economies, creates tax evasion, and is used by transnational criminal organizations to fund other criminal activities such as violent crime, drugs, trafficking in human beings, and many more. Training is absolutely essential to making law enforcement better equipped to combat illicit goods trafficking and make meaningful interventions. Training is deliberate in every continent and tailored to the specific needs of each member country to enable them subsequently to carry out sophisticated police operations worldwide. Interpol has been developing activities in all regions over the past 10 years. The training we deliver enables our member countries to conduct effective and targeted police operations in the field. Partnership is important, particularly between police and customs. Trafficking in illicit goods can only be tackled effectively through international cooperation and multi-agency partnership. We work increasingly more with private sector partners as their input is of high value in improving investigative skills, boosting intelligence gathering, and strengthening the worldwide fight against trafficking in illicit goods. The Interpol headquarters has facilitated and coordinated operations that have led to identify, disrupt, and dismantle the international organized networks behind this crime and to the seizure of fake, illicit, and dangerous items, ranging from luxurious items, mobile phones, toys, electronics, beverage, food, soap, toothpaste, shampoos, makeup, up to more complex and critical, such as agricultural tools or car parts. All products are in high demand but extremely dangerous for consumers, worth millions of euros and resulting in hundreds of arrests worldwide. We help countries conduct operations in every continent. Fake goods worth nearly $1 million were seized in an Interpol coordinated operation late last year, codenamed White Mercury. The operation was carried out by law enforcement agencies in seven Balkan countries with Interpol support. The results were spectacular, with the identification of a network of Spanish three countries involved in the production of fake everyday consumer goods. 115 interventions and raids were carried out by police and customs officials at border control points, airports, roadside check, shopping centers, and warehouses, with the investigation, arrests of reporting to judicial authorities of some of 330 people. Operation Mercury clearly illustrated that international police cooperation is essential to effectively tackle transnational organized crime networks involved in illicit trade. The hosting of this prestigious press conference today by the customs and police authorities of Slovenia is a clear indication of their determination to strengthen their fight against this dangerous form of crime, and we look forward to working with them regularly in the future. One of the things Interpol's Tambas Crime campaign does is raise awareness on all levels of society and business about the realities of organized crime and how people can change their consumer behavior to help the police fight it. Interpol is launching the campaign here in the Port of Copper today because today is International Day for Fighting Trafficking in Counterfeit Goods, and because we want you, the Slovenian media, to become Turn Back Crime ambassadors and help us raise awareness in your country. Interpol would like the public to start asking the right questions and to understand that consequences of their consumer choice. We would like to explain to everyone that if you buy a fake mobile or a fake bag, you may be getting a bit cheap deal, but you're financing organized crime, if not damaging your health. We would like private sector sponsors to support crime prevention and awareness initiatives on the major threats facing the world today. Citizens around the world need to understand that the police are working together with them to turn back crime and that they can contribute to a joint effort. Simultaneous turnback crime lunch events are also taking place right now in Jakarta, Indonesia, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Bogota, Colombia, and Paris. We look forward to seeing you visit us on turnbackcrime.com website, where you will find much more information about this initiative worldwide awareness campaign and some video photographs of today's press conference. We hope you will share turnback crime message through your own communication channels and social networks. My colleague, Alison Berner from the headquarters communication office, is here today to answer any questions you may have about the campaign. If you have any further questions about how to Interpol helps 190 member countries fighting trafficking in illicit goods and counterfeits, I am at your disposal for question 2. Together we can turn back crime. Thank you very much.
Thank you.